and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and today on the Social Media News Podcast, we are talking about many excellent stories. In fact, I am excited because social media was seemingly more interesting to me. While gathering stories for this episode, I had a lot of fun. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the government shutdown or there's just something in the air. But there were a fair amount of stories that had pretty big traction, I would say, and are still going on. As I record this, are still going on social media. And I think you've probably heard of them. And that makes me excited to talk about them and excited to inform you all about what is going on all of your news feeds and Twitter feeds and walls or whatever else. And so, I want to start off with a story, well, more like a trend that I think anyone will recognize who's on Instagram, particularly, also Facebook. But this is the 10-year challenge. And there have been so many challenges, the ice bucket challenge, the bird box challenge, which we've talked about. And this one is, I don't know how I feel about it. It's not for charity, like the ice bucket challenge said that it was for. But this is interesting. It's an opportunity, really, to show off. I guess we could say an opportunity to show off how you look now. This challenge, I'm sure you've seen, it's called the hashtag 10-year challenge. It's been picking up a lot of speed, as I said, like Instagram, Twitter, etc. Many people have been participating, like other challenges in the past, celebrities as well as just, you know, the rest of us common folk. It goes by a couple other names besides just the 10-year challenge, like the How Hard Did Aging Hit You challenge. That's how I first saw it. Also the Glow Up challenge, which I've seen. But I feel like probably the one that has been the most popular out there has been the 10-year challenge, or at least that's the title it has been the most popular on. But if you just want to cover it all, you could just hashtag all of its different titles if you just want to make sure everyone finds it. The way to participate in the challenge is pretty easy. Essentially, participants just post two images, usually side by side, which are taken at least 10 years apart. And the overall message, I guess, is like self-love and like showing the world how much you've like glowed up in quotes, or like, you know, if you really want to show off like how much you haven't aged or something. But yeah, as I said, a lot of people are participating. So like everyday folk along with celebrities. So that does, of course, bring up the popularity of the trend when celebrities start doing it. It's like an opportunity for all of us out there just to dig deep into our old Facebook photos, if you're old enough to have had a Facebook for like, you know, 10 years or more. And it also, it can really show how innocent and pure many of us were before we felt that Instagram and Facebook were too important and we had to post only like really good looking photos of us like on vacation or like allegedly working out or just posing. Because when I dig back into my old Facebook photos, it's just like, it's not good. Like, none of them are of me looking great. I mean, okay, in my opinion, I think some of them are of me looking great. But obviously, the fashion is dated. And, you know, I'm probably wearing ill-fitting jeans and, you know, really bad shoes or whatever. But, like, you know, it's back in the day when I posted those photos, or friends posted them of me and tagged me, I didn't care what I looked like. Now Instagram is like, oh, I can't post that. It doesn't fit my aesthetic, because whatever my aesthetic is. But really, this 10-year challenge is an opportunity to look back and be like, oh, look at all these old photos of me. Look how great I look now. But also, look how innocent I was and how much I just posted, you know, whatever, really bad-looking photos of me and really bad mirror selfies, because I'm sure there are so many of those that everyone has posted, because back in the day, before selfies became like the huge thing with smartphones, the most photographed thing on the internet was a mirror, because everyone wanted to take the mirror picture. So you could just, like, you know, have that one really awkward, like, old digital camera, like with a flash, taking a picture of you in the, like, mirror of your bathroom. Back in the day when we didn't care and thought that was hot. But, you know, the 10-year challenge is an opportunity to find all of those old photos. Also, a lot of people, you know, after they find those old photos, or if they don't, they have been taking the opportunity to put a fun and funny spin on the challenge, kind of like Amy Schumer did, Chelsea Handler and Diplo apparently did, by subbing in other people, for instance, like into their photos. Like in Amy Schumer's case, she took a photo of herself, but then as her past photo, she took a shot of Charlize Theron, who played a serial killer in the movie Monster from 2003. So some of us, like me, had a trip back in time going through all of our old Facebook photos, and some people, like Amy Schumer, probably had more fun posting a picture of Charlize Theron, Charlize Theron, playing a serial killer. So, you know, that's a fun way to do it, too. Kind of jealous that I didn't think of that, but whatever. Also, as I said, many celebrities have participated. Like, this one's kind of sweet. Miley Cyrus shared a throwback photo of her and her new husband, Liam Hemsworth, because the old photo was them when they first met while filming the movie The Last Song, and that was around 2009. So it is the 10-year challenge, and now they are married. So there's like the two couple pictures, which is kind of cute. Also, some people are just celebrating their new hotness. I mean, I feel like that's with the hashtag glow up. I feel like that's the idea is that, oh, I'm so much hotter now. Look at me back then with all my bad acne and braces. And I look great and know how to use makeup. I feel like many people have been like, wow, I learned how to like use a hairbrush or put on eyeshadow correctly or just how to pose my body. Because 10 years ago, did anyone know how to pose their body for social media? I don't know. Unless you were already a model, I feel like you didn't. But also, some people have used this just to like show off more meaningful things, like that they're thriving now. You know, like maybe if in the past your life was, you were going through a rough patch or just things were difficult and that reflected in your photos, the idea of like, well, now, you know, I've gotten more control over my life and like things are better and here's this great picture of me looking happy as opposed to the 10 years ago when I was just an angsty emo teen or whatever, you know, back in your scene days, I'm sure. Also, some people have used this to show off like living their best lives after transitioning, or just other people have like used it to show off like, oh, I've improved, you know, which is great. So I think it can be an uplifting thing. So I'm really happy for everyone who's able to use this as an opportunity to, I guess, show some self-love, as I said before, and also just show the world that you're, like, proud, I guess, of the person that you have grown up into. Also, there are some people who, in this challenge, it just proves that they've never aged. Like, I saw one that Reese Witherspoon posted, and, like, really, she has not aged. I also saw a picture of her, her daughter, and then Reese Witherspoon's mom, and like they all look great, and they all look like the same person, just at different ages. So basically, it's just proof that Reese Witherspoon is going to look great forever, and really has like, I don't know, I need to figure out what her beauty routine is, because she does not look like she has aged at all. I have also seen some like really joking 10-year challenges. Like, ones that are just like, this is just not a picture of myself at all, you know? And there have been some good memes out there. I feel like this is becoming a meme now. So kind of like how the Bird Box challenge became a meme, I feel like this is also going to become a meme, which I'm okay with. I think that's generally the evolution of everything on the internet these days. You just become a meme, or just things that aren't even on the internet, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg becoming a meme. I feel like everything just goes the way of the meme nowadays, but that's okay. At least it's something that I can laugh at. But overall, I think the 10-year challenge is a pretty nice challenge. You know, we're not just dumping buckets of water on ourselves. And if you want to trip down memory lane, I would suggest it. If you want to show off your new life now or whatever, sure, go ahead. You can post it. Although, I don't even know if I should say this because it's the internet and I don't really know if it'll matter. But just be nice on your comments when people are posting their 10-year challenge or their, you know, glow up challenge or how hard did aging hit you challenge, whatever it is. Be nice. Some people, like as I said before, none of us knew how to take photos back in the day of ourselves. And that just because someone posts a picture of themselves now looking good doesn't necessarily mean that they're just trying to show off how well they have aged. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know who's on your newsfeed, but generally, I think it's a pretty good challenge, and I think it could be an opportunity to support each other and, you know, comment on someone else's challenge and be like, yeah, you do look great, or I'm, you know, proud of you for where you are in life. Hopefully, it can be a bit of a source for good. Oh, God, I hope that for so many things on the internet, and then I'm just proven wrong and they all go bad. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back and talk about some more social media news.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some big social media news that has been going on. This is one that is particularly related to Instagram. I feel like the 10-year challenge is Instagram related, definitely, but this is Instagram story. This was the big Instagram story of, like, I don't know, maybe it'll be the one of the month. But this, I'm sure you all know, is about the most popular photo on Instagram. Which, if you were not aware, if you live under a rock, the most popular Instagram photo is now an egg. Kylie Jenner had previously claimed this title with the most liked Instagram photo ever, but now that title belongs to an egg, like an actual egg, like one that you would eat and like crack and make scrambled eggs for breakfast. This record was smashed when a plain image of a speckled egg against a white backdrop beat Kylie Jenner's previous record of 18.2 million likes on a single post. An egg has gotten more than 18.2 million likes on a single post. Think about that. Like, also, Kylie Jenner had that many likes on a single Instagram post. That's insane. The account that this egg photo was posted on is at world_record_egg. That was posted on January 4th. And the egg right now, at least so far, is the only picture on the account that the account has uploaded. Also, at the time of writing this, the post is now well on to doubling Kylie's previous record. It has like over 46 million likes. And I think I recorded that recently, but I'm sure it has more now. Like, an egg, though, guys. Think about that. An egg. Anyway. Previously, the photo that was most liked on Instagram, again, it was Kylie Jenner's, and it's a picture of Kylie Jenner's baby daughter, Stormy Webster, and she posted that photo on February 6, 2018. It was a few days after Stormy was born, and it's like the photo where Stormy is holding on to Kylie's like perfectly manicured thumb. It's like, it is pretty cute because, like, you know, obviously she's a baby, so her hands are super small, and it's really adorable, and everyone loved it. I think that has to do with the fact that Kylie really stayed out of the spotlight during her pregnancy, so this was just, like, any image of her kid, or, like, of, you know, a result of her pregnancy is, like, super big news, apparently. So Everyone was probably excited because of that. Also, BuzzFeed contacted the owner of the now like world record holding account. And apparently the account, whoever runs the account, identified themselves as Henrietta, a chicken from the British countryside. And that person said that the egg's name is Eugene. I don't know. That is really weird, but whatever. Also, I'm going to say that's definitely fake. The reason I know that this is fake is because the person who actually took the photo is a photographer named Sergey Platonov. And Platonov has been putting photos on Shutterstock since like 2009 under the handle Gressy. And he is known for photos of like richly colored food on the stark white backgrounds. And he posted the picture of the egg back in June 23rd, 2015. So it is just a stock image picture of an egg. So first of all, whoever runs the account, we know that it's not like your chicken's egg, whatever. Because if it was, that egg would be long gone by now or turned into a chicken. But anyway, so it's just a random stock image. So I feel like that doesn't like lead us to know any more about who actually took the photo, but whatever. Also, like a lot of silly ideas, the egg challenge idea was apparently born out of boredom and a lack of alcohol because the account owner, whoever this is, this is a quote from them. They said, "I stopped drinking for dry January. Then I read an article explaining the top 20 photos on Instagram. Kylie Jenner's topped it with 18 million. She then apparently decided to set herself the task to beat Kylie Jenner's record. However, she did apparently stress that it was nothing personal. So I guess she has nothing personal against Kylie Jenner. Okay, I guess that's good to know. Also, even though it wasn't personal for Henrietta, again, or if that's your real name, whoever runs this account, Kylie Jenner isn't going to go down with the fight because she shared her own photo, her own like comeback photo, and on Instagram, and the caption said, "Take that little egg." And there was like a photo of her holding an egg, and then next to a video of Kylie cracking an egg on like the hot pavement, kind of like to try and cook it. So, you know, that was her comeback. Also, Kylie Jenner's sister Kendall previously held the most liked photo before her sister. So, wow, it really runs in the family. Also, Ellen DeGeneres has gotten in on this, and she combined images of Kylie Jenner and the infamous egg, and then she created that image she dubbed Edward Shellington Jenner III, and posted a photo of Edward, whatever, this creation egg on Instagram, along with this caption. She said, "According to my calculations, this will be the most liked Instagram post ever. The egg plus Kylie Jenner equals 51 million likes minimum." Also, her post has since gained over 4 million likes, making it DeGeneres' most liked Instagram photo to date. So she had something going with her math. She had made a super popular Instagram post. Also, this is all so weird. Like, that's what our society, we're occupied by this, by, like, the Instagram egg. Granted, maybe it's because we're all, I mean, obviously the dry January thing is going on, so people are not drinking for the month of January. So maybe it's a combination of just a sober lifestyle, lack of alcohol. Maybe it's combined with the government shutdown, and so we're all kind of depressed about that happening. So we've just turned to an egg on Instagram to entertain us, potentially. I'm gonna put that as my theory. I don't know. It's very strange, but good for you, egg. And good for that photographer. He took a good picture of an egg. It's a good looking egg. That's all I got to say. Also, the next story is another like Instagram story that went viral. It is about a baby, and she has gone viral on Instagram before for her hair, and she is now a hair model. Pantene in Japan has recruited a baby Chunko, who is 1 year old, and this baby, her mom manages an Instagram account. It has over 300,000 followers thanks to the glorious power of her hair. And I've seen these photos before. They are so cute. Like, this baby is adorable. Her hair, like, defies gravity. Like, it has this, like, she can style it in many different ways, but it has this, like, crazy, like, arch almost to it, like, extreme bedhead. And this little girl was featured alongside a Japanese TV announcer, Sato Kondo, in the company's hashtag, Here We Go, My Hair Moves Me Forward. And this campaign has been on the Japanese national newspaper on January 7th. Also, this baby, Chonko, shows up in a short spot called The Hairy Tale. So I think that's just another commercial. And it is thought that the baby could launch a professional modeling career. That makes me feel kind of bad because she's only like 1 year old. But she has had a lot of experience because of her Instagram photos. According to the Japanese hair care associate brand director, Yoshikai Okura, Chonko, who just turned one in December, didn't have to do much to snag the gig. Because the president of the hair care company or whatever just happened upon an article about Chonko and said that they had to get the kid into a Pantene ad. So I do feel bad that a one-year-old has basically the future of a modeling career and is already a model, and I am not. But I don't have people like that just snatching up photos of me just out there on the interwebs and thinking, clearly, she's a model. So, I don't know. Maybe I have to start working on my, like, random bed hair photos. I'm not sure. If someone wants to put me on a Pantene ad, please do. Especially if that means you're going to do my hair before the ad, because I could really use some help in that department. but she is adorable, so I can't really hate her that much for it. Also, apparently she has a really great personality, and she's, like, really bubbly and cute, like a baby. She's a good baby. Also, like, the company has said that her personality and special character matches the image for women that they want to support, according to the company. So I guess positivity, I would assume. And she's adorable, so I hope that things go well for her in her young modeling career and that the fame doesn't get to her. She doesn't have some child star, like, breakdown, I guess would be my hope. also, good for Pantene. I think that's, like, really adorable that they're finding, like, these people out there who have really good hair but also aren't just, like, promoting, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is different from other advertisements that are like, oh, they're, like, super skinny or they have this sort of, like, other look, other, like, body image that women try and be. Because this baby is known for, like, bedhead. So I think that's really good. They're going in a different direction. It's not just, like, comparing yourself with, like, I need to achieve this certain look. I feel like it's more like, oh, this is someone who's happy with their hair, has become well-known for their hair, and it just looks as it does. Also, the woman that this baby, Chonko, was pictured next to in the ad, the TV announcer, she has gray in her hair. So I feel like that is a more positive image of, like, a baby with, like, fun, kind of crazy hair, and then an older woman who has, like, gray hair mixed in. Like, I feel like that's a much more positive image. So I would support that, Pantene. I think that's going in the right direction. So hopefully that can be an uplifting story that you too have wonderful hair, no matter what it looks like. I don't even know who you are. I can't see you, but I know that you do. And with that, we're going to take a break and then be right back with some more social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing our show with another story. I feel like this is also on the positive side. It doesn't start out positive. It goes from the negative to the positive. So I hope it can be uplifting to all of you. I want to connect it to say the Pantene story can be uplifting, that you can love your hair as it is. So I hope this can be another uplifting story about loving your body the way that it is and standing up for others as well. So this story is about a woman who was fat shamed at the gym, but then had some unexpected help from a stranger. So this is kind of cute. It turns out well. The story came from Reddit. It was by a user. Their username was JonSnow1982. So that I don't have to keep saying that, I guess I'll just say like JS or something. Just when I say JS, know that I mean this Reddit user. And this user said that they were at the gym when they noticed two women and a man who were obviously mocking another woman who was apparently like clearly new to the gym. She looked very nervous to be there. She like didn't really know how to use the equipment. And the woman who's new to the gym, she was overweight. And so the other gym goers were, you know, mocking her. And apparently obviously too. So that's really sad because that means everyone else at the gym knew what was going on, which is terrible. And the gym can be a scary place, so I feel really sorry for her. Also, it took a turn for the worst, like even worse than the mocking, because one of these mockers started recording the woman. So like on their phone, they started recording this woman who was just trying to work out, like who just went to the gym to work out. Like she wasn't like bothering these other people. It didn't sound like she was like taking up the equipment or anything. She was just being mocked. The woman at the gym realized what was going on. She realized she was being mocked and filmed, and she like apparently got up like and left nearly in tears. Like she was on the treadmill, so she got up and headed over to the locker room crying. The Reddit user, who again we're just calling JS, stopped what they were doing and then followed this woman into the gym. And then apparently on the way to the, or sorry, followed her to the locker room. On the way to the locker room, they reported the group of bullies to the manager. And then once in the locker room, JS said the woman was crying and said the woman told JS that she had recently lost a parent to an obesity related heart issue. So she was at the gym trying to lose weight and trying to be healthier. So she had come like just to improve her health. I mean, that's what all of us should be going to the gym for generally, is to like keep up good health, you know, not necessarily that to like look a certain way, but just to be healthier and fitter. And like she had lost a parent recently. So that was just doubling down. I'm sure like this like awful like shaming experience had doubled down probably how crappy she felt. So that was really sad. She already felt bad. She wanted to get healthier. Her intentions were good. And she was being mocked and videoed, which is just the worst. JS started giving the woman words of encouragement and told her that everyone had to start somewhere. And this very kind user invited her to finish her workout with them, which they did. So they left the locker room. JS had cheered up this woman and they went to go work out together. And I'm sure also that was helpful because it sounds like JS is a normal gym goer. So she could show this woman like how to use the gym, you know, using the equipment, especially if she's new, like some of the protocol, like trying to be helpful. So that was really nice. Apparently, this woman, her tears turned into a smile, and she was just happy the rest of the workout. So her workout and her whole gym-going experience got improved. And for the final kicker, the bullies, all three of them got banned from the gym. So all three of the people who were making fun of this woman, mocking her for her body and for her lack of gym knowledge, and then filming her, got kicked out. All their memberships were revoked. So revenge. And all thanks to this Reddit user, JS, who stepped in on a situation of bullying and wanted to help this woman. And not even like, she didn't even go and like beat up these people at the gym because, you know, she's an adult. But she just went to the management and told them what was going on. And the management did the right thing and just apparently immediately banned these people. So I think that's a really uplifting story, and I hope that can be encouraging, that we can all stand up for each other and help each other out no matter what's going on, and you know, not be, she, like, this user could have just been like, oh no, I just want to finish my workout, you know, I just want to go home and hurry home. But she took the time to help someone. So I think that's an uplifting story. I feel encouraged. I feel slightly more encouraged to go to the gym. Not completely, slightly more encouraged. but I hope that everyone can be inspired to stand up for each other and to help make each other feel good and feel encouraged about where we are and with our bodies and just the progress that all of us are trying to make as we go, you know, throughout life. So that brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you can tune in to the next social media news episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.